just like a mean mule out there, you know. You could call that mule, there's too many different ways you could describe that mule of not being a first-class mule.
If he wasn't maybe a first-class mule, if he just stood still and you might have to pull him and he wouldn't move, what kind of mule would you say that was?
That's a lazy mule. Mm-hmm. Now, I can give you that answer right quick. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have him. That's the laziest mule I ever seen in my life. That's what you hear people say. Mm-hmm. You could go say, what about this mule here? Well, now, he's a little lazy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's about what I want. Now, is he too lazy? Mm-hmm. See, you got a boy that you're learning how to plow. Well, you don't want nothing to do. Just go streaking, don't you see? Mm-hmm. You want one a little lazy and have to push him around, don't you see? See, that kid couldn't. But if he's too lazy, mm-hmm. a man can't even move him around, much less a boy.
What would you say about him if he just will not move at all? If you can't even push him, you can't pull him?
Well, now, a horse, they call that balking. Mm-hmm. Just won't pull. Mm-hmm. They call that balking. And a mule, they call that taking the studs. Mm-hmm. One that just cold stops us. Mm-hmm. Just can't move it.
If you kept your butter out too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call that condition?
Well, that would be too old. They'd say that butter's too old. Mm-hmm. Of course, it don't get old now. Mm-hmm. And they didn't used to have enough of it to get too old, I tell you. They were enough of it to keep it fresh. Uh-huh.
If you had meat and it got out and stayed too long, if maybe you had to throw it away or give it to the colored folk, what might you say, what would you say happened to that?
It's owing to what kind of meat that is. Now, if it's cured meat, mm-hmm. say, this meat got rancid. It's getting bitter. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people say, I want some of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people like it that way. Uh-huh. Now, you take the butter you were just speaking of a while ago. Uh-huh. Now, I have seen, but they're scattered. But Anna right smart of them, too. Mm-hmm. They want that old butter. They say they want it to where it tastes so strong, it kind of tastes like ants. I've heard them even make them remarks. Mm-hmm. They want it old. Mm-hmm. Said they never had none old enough. Mm-hmm. But now you don't find that much. But then, mm-hmm. but I know the man wouldn't have it. He'd hunt. Mm-hmm. He'd hunt that kind. But the man was able to buy it. He paid for it. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't even give him fresh butter. Mm-hmm. His name was Will.
If you had some food and it's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been, or what would you call that?
Leftover. That's what you used to call it.
If you heat it again, what would you call it then?
Well, what do they call it now? A rerun. Mm-hmm. But now that's now, as I have told you before. You take way back yonder, you never did. You never did have to eat nothing over because you had a family that, and it wouldn't keep no way. Uh-huh. You always had a family that could eat it. There just wasn't nothing left. Mm-hmm. If there was a little bit left over, the dogs, chickens, hogs got that. If there was a little left over. Now, in some cases, sometimes the wife would have to run in, maybe cook a whole cake of bread for supper. That's wouldn't have enough left over for dinner. Mm-hmm. Maybe, but that's all she would do.